to an episode of Fun and Excitement. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. That, again, is freetalklive.com. Starting things out here tonight, we were going to have an interview, and of course, this is what happens, and this is exactly why I have a general policy of never announcing interviews on the show, because this is an interview we talked about at least twice on the air that we were going to have. And then what happens? Well, the dude called, or he emailed me yesterday, and, you know, his email comes in with everybody else's emails, and it all comes into the same place. So I'm 50 emails behind at the moment, and I just didn't get to it. And so he said that he had to be on the road, and said he was going to call us because we were going to call him, but he's not going to be at the same number now. And anyway, I didn't get back to him until, like, 2 minutes before the show. So I don't know if we're going to have that interview tonight. And I know, Wayne, you're very upset, because Wayne did so much preparation for this.
Yeah, he has at least a full page on a Word document here of questions for Doug Casey.
So we'll get to him. I'm sure we'll be able to reschedule him, and I'll do my best to make it a Wednesday night. So, just for you, Wayne. All right. 800-259-9231, the latest from the United Kingdom, the Times Online reporting. Now, we touched on this, I think it was either earlier this year or last year. Pretty scary idea. It's now coming even closer to fruition here, or there, rather, in the United Kingdom. According to the Times Online, senior social workers have given warning of the dangers posed by a new government register that will store the details of every child in England starting next year. Now, this is interesting. The social workers are the ones that are giving out the warnings.
Who would have thought?
Forget about the civil liberties advocates and freedom advocates. It's the social workers that are concerned. They fear that the database containing the address, medical, and school details of all under 18s could be used to harm the children whom it's intended to protect. The Association of Directors of Children's Services has written to officials outlining its significant concerns about the new system called Contact Point. The Times has learned confusion over who's responsible for vetting users and policing the system, quote, may allow a situation where an abuser could be able to access Contact Point for illegitimate purposes with limited fear of any repercussions, said the chairman, Richard Stiff. The security fears are fueled by further by the admission that information about the children of celebrities and politicians, hey, it's likely to be excluded from the system.
What a surprise. You mean those that are connected are somehow not going to be there with the rest of us unwashed masses?
Yeah, I guess they're not concerned about the children of politicians and the children of the celebrities.
Right, they must be very well taken care of. We don't have to watch those parents.
The database, which goes live next year, is to contain details of every one of the 11 million children in the country, listing their name, address and gender, as well as contact details for the general practitioner, school, and parents, and other carers. The record will also include contacts with hospitals and consultants and other professionals, and could show whether the child has been the subject of a formal assessment on whether he or she needs extra help. It will be available to an estimated 330,000 vetted users, some of those allowed to check records, such as head teachers, doctors, youth offender and social workers, are uncontroversial, but critics have questioned why other potential users, such as fire and rescue staff, will have access to the database. So it's not that these social workers are concerned about the database. They love the idea. They love the idea of having the data on 11 million kids in the United Kingdom.
It's just that they want exclusivity on it.
Right. They don't want those cops to have access to it. They only want to be the ones. They're firemen. They want to be the only ones or the ones of some of the exclusive group that will have access to this database.
Hmm.
So it's not like they're coming and running to your defense, parents in the United Kingdom. They don't care about your freedom. They don't care about your privacy. But nonetheless, this is certainly an educational article, because it's telling us a little more about this system that up until this point we had just heard that was on the way. We knew this was coming. Didn't know what it was called. Now we know. It's called Contact Point.
Now, this database is going to contain what? What the kids are eating, for, you know, what the school officials believe that they're getting fed at home, you know, any kind of...
Any information that school officials, that teachers, that doctors, that social workers and other government people, 330,000 people will want to put into the database. So anything every time, they want to put in there.
Every time some bureaucrat comes in contact with a child in Great Britain, mm-hmm. they will put that information into a file, and they'll have all that.
Exactly right.
And also, don't forget that a lot of the things that are going on over in Great Britain end up finding their way over here.
And that's exactly right as well.
And didn't we say a few months back regarding Real ID that I'm sure there were going to be people in this country that would opt out of it, that would have the political connections not to be in the system?
Yes.
Well, the same thing looks like it's happening there with that system.
Mm, indeed. And apparently celebrities are being opted out, which I find interesting. It seems to me that celebrities' kids are more likely to have trouble with drugs and trouble with getting along.
Well, they're concerned that the stalkers might come out after the celebrities' kids and find
out
this
information. You mean the 330,000 potential vetted users are likely to include some possible stalkers? I thought they vetted these people. You mean government people aren't to be trusted?
Not to mention that, what I mean is that the government loses stuff. The VA lost all kinds of names and Social Security numbers. I don't know why the VA needs the Social Security number of somebody that they're trying to heal, but they have that.
Well, with 330,000 users, this isn't exactly a watertight system.
How could it be?
It's not long before somebody's going to let their password out or have their password socially engineered from them. Remember, we did the story about the IRS workers who were given a phone call by some hacker who said, we're running some tests over in your division. We just need you to what's your username? Blah, 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 blah. And why don't you go ahead and change your password to ABC123, and we just need to run a few tests. Okay.
Just like that.
These are government people. It's not hard to
People in general, for whatever reason, defer to authority. And is all that hacker had to do is put himself in a place of authority, even on the phone. And that is what occurs. Now, I'm sure if you're in a hierarchical situation, like the government is, anybody who's in there, you're gonna listen to somebody who appears to, have authority in that area, and off they give the name and password and all that kind of information.
Also, in a big, big organization, the people, the users of computers don't know all the IT people. So-and-so calls them one day, oh, yeah, he's the new guy in IT. Okay. And you give him everything.
They don't check the information. Here's a little more info on Contact Point. It was set up after the official report into the death of Victoria Climie. Lord Lemming concluded that the 8-year-old's murder could have been prevented had there been better communication between professionals. Regulations governing the system, which is costing £224 million to build and a further £41 million a year to run, were rushed through Parliament without publicity last month, despite a warning of the House of Lords Committee. Quote, the enormous size of the database and the huge number of probable users inevitably increased the risks of accidental or inadvertent breaches of security and of deliberate misuse of the data, which will be likely to bring the whole scheme into disrepute. Your scheme's already into disrepute, sir. You just don't know it yet. Now, local councils have given warnings that changes made to the rules after consultation could leave the system open to abuse. One of the services members has written to the official in charge of the database to register fears over security. In addition to its warning over vetting, the body says that ministers are placing unreasonable and perhaps undeliverable expectations on local councils by asking them to guarantee the accuracy of the data over which they have little control. So it sounds to me, and I don't know how much, I'm not sure how local councils work over in the United Kingdom, but the way I understand this is that they want to guarantee the accuracy of this data, but at the same time, how could they? Because 330,000 people have access to input virtually anything they want into these kids' files. So who knows what sort of nastiness, maybe they'll open up the files of their neighbor down the street that, they don't like and put in some nasty things about their kids that might not necessarily be true. Who knows the different ways that this system could be abused? What do you think about this? This is Free Talk Live.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during the U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president. A serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage. If you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple. More of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us up the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They've both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Musicians are writing songs in his honor.
A nation really needs Ron Paul.
Citizens create their own videos about him.
Hi, Internet. My name is Rachel, and I'm a Ron Paul junkie.
They chant his name in the streets.
Ron Paul for president!
The man so loved by the people that he has sparked an electoral American revolution has now inspired a radio program dedicated to his campaign for the presidency of the United States. I'm Stephen Vincent, and I host Ron Paul Radio on GCN, Mondays through Fridays, from 3 to 4 Pacific, 5 to 6 Central, and 6 to 7 Eastern. Ron Paul Radio is the live voice of the freedom message. If you want to learn more about Ron Paul, and if you want to support his bid for the White House, tune in and call in to Ron Paul Radio.
This is a special bulletin. The Holy Tea Club is about ready to launch. A few founding member positions are still available. If self-employment income is important to you, go to holyteaclub.com. Formulated by Dr. Bill Miller, Holy Tea is a unique herbal blend of safe, all-natural ingredients designed to gently cleanse the digestive tract and detoxify the body. Dr. Miller's Holy Tea may also be used as an element in any weight loss program and is much more effective than Chinese green tea. Also, with continued use of Holy Tea, one may experience clearer, healthier, and younger-looking skin, increased energy, increased mental clarity and focus, a better memory, more resistance to diseases, better overall health, more comfort with the body, and a happier outlook on life. Holy Tea has been helping people for over 20 years, and now Holy Tea can help you. Here's your chance to help others while creating financial stability for yourself at the same time. Join the club. Go to holyteaclub.com. That's HolyTeaClub.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. A SACL CAI toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231, and it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. Inviting you to our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on our site are totally free, including updates. You get signed up, we'll keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know it first if you're on the updates list, and you can get on it for free, of course, by going to updates. .freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com. Do you have questions about the liquidity crisis, the China option, and the Fed chairman's unenviable choice between hyperinflation or deflationary implosion followed by hyperinflation?
I have questions about all of those.
Visit d2z.org or contact Troy at d2z.org. We're talking about this scary, Orwellian, spooky, big government tyrannical, just awful idea that they're implementing over in the United Kingdom. It's called, as they call it, Contact Point. And it will be a database containing the details, as the Times Online is reporting, of every single one of the 11 million children in the country. Well, with the exception of the children of politicians and celebrities, apparently. Listing their name, address, gender, as well as contact details for the general practitioner, school, parents, and other carers. It will include contacts with hospital consultants and professionals, other professionals, and could show whether the child's been the subject of a formal assessment on whether he or she needs extra help. This is going to be an all-purpose database. It means that if your kid gets in trouble at school, let's say he gets sent to the office for acting out in class, they could very well put that information, and who knows, they may be required. I'm not sure what the mandates are that go along with this. I'm not sure what the obligations will become of the different bureaucrats as far as what information they will have to enter into this database. But in theory, they probably will have to enter in any sort of incident reports like that.
Right. This is the real-life permanent record that they were talking about in school. This is it. If any time the child acts out in class, I mean, this kind of information will be available if the person you know, then becomes an adult and say they want to go work for the government, or maybe, I don't know, maybe employers at some point will have access to this information, or private investigators that employers could employ to check people out. Do you really want a potential employer, be that the government or in the private sector, knowing what happened to you in the sixth grade? I mean, they can draw all kinds of conclusions from this information.
Sure.
I mean, especially if there's not that much information. If most of the information's innocuous, just in contact and all that other stuff, and then you had an incident in the sixth grade where you bit a little girl. I'm just coming up with something here.
Yeah.
You know, bitings occur in school, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because there's one incident, they can draw all kinds of, the human mind will draw all kinds of conclusions from this. Oh, well, we can't have you hire this person. Bite somebody. Whatever. You know,
in sixth grade.
Rage problem. You know, whatever.
Yeah, and it doesn't
kind
say
of stupid crap they could come up with.
Oh, yeah. I knew kids in school that were crazy. They were out of their minds, and now they've grown up to be respectable people. And
sure.
I'm sure there might be an employer, if they had access to this information on these people, might not hire them, and they wouldn't be where they are today because the employer didn't know that they were that crazy when they were young.
Well, right. Luckily, it might end up being that everybody gets something written in their file, so the employers will have to pick between somebody and someone else who they both have things in their files.
That's really it's a crappy situation to put the employer in and the employee. I mean, you've got the choice between a kid that bit somebody in sixth grade and I remember there's this kid in kindergarten. His name I think was Larry, and he always looked a little dirty and greasy, and he liked to rub his crotch.
Wow,
it was strange.
Oh, that'll
right?
be his file now for sure.
Right. Well, I don't know. I don't even know if his name is Larry. Quite honestly.
Well, now
kindergarten for.
Another question becomes, will this database be permanent in that will this information continue to be available after age 18? The article makes no mention as to, oh, well, no, sir, no problem, we'll just wipe it out when you turn 18.
Oh, please, that's
makes
a bunch
no
of crap.
Makes no mention of that. They, as far as I can tell, they have no plan to wipe out your information. In fact, what's likely is an expansion.
Yeah,
what's likely is they'll say, well, we've had you on since you were born, we'll just continue having you on. In fact, we're going to expand this new system contact point all the way up until death.
Now, but everybody has a permanent file forever
yeah.
and ever.
I mean, because, first of all, it is the
you
government.
You can't give bureaucrats this kind of information and expect them
right.
to take this kind of power and just throw it away at age 18.
No.
Ludicrous.
Well, nor can you expect the file on you to be completely accurate.
And that's what they pointed out here. You've got 330,000 users that have been so-called vetted, but they aren't. Their entries aren't going to be vetted. What they claim, what they write in these files, are not going to be vetted.
Right. Imagine,
not that that would make it okay.
Imagine a sick, twisted Wikipedia. Essentially,
yeah.
That's what you've got going on
for
here.
Government people.
Except
yeah.
that in Wikipedia, people care about the content. They really, really care about the content. Whereas with government, try to get your name off the terrorist no-fly list.
Yeah.
Try. The only way you can get off is if you're Senator Kennedy.
Mm-hmm. And you think there might be at least one pervert pedophile in that group?
The 330,000?
Yeah.
If there isn't,
believe it.
If there isn't now, there will be.
Oh, yes.
Because they'll be drawn to that.
They'll get into positions where they will have that vetted access, and then who knows what they'll do. So this is really frightening. And, of course, would love to hear from parents in the United Kingdom, or people that were considering becoming parents. This, to me, is yet another reason to keep it in your pants, as far as that's concerned. Who would want to raise their kids in a situation like this?
Well, I don't think
in fact,
you've ever heard a reason to have children.
The commenters down here They make some great points. One of them from East Sussex says, "I agree with our Canadian cousins. Where are we going to allow? Where are we going to fellow Britain? Where are we going to fellow Britons? Have we become so apathetic that we shall just sit and wait unconcerned for what appears to be a coming totalitarian nightmare?" He says, "I think it might be time to leave this sad place before the coming fall. Funnily enough, Canada seems like a nice place to migrate. Of course, migrating becomes more and more difficult as countries continue to make their immigration processes more and more onerous and oppressive."
Global lockdown.
Lisa from San Jose says, "Children raised under this scrutiny will see nothing wrong with such scrutiny when they become adults." Which is probably the point.
Right.
As she says.
Very Big Brotherish.
Well, this is indeed, there's a lot of conditioning going on here. The idea that, you know, kids raised today are going to be used to seeing armed policemen standing around in the streets carrying MP5s and that sort of thing. And they're going to think that this is the way things are supposed to be. They're going to be used to the knowledge that there is a file out there somewhere with information about them and their family members in it.
Yeah.
And that's okay because it's so-called keeping them safe.
Well, that's right. And if you think about it, to put this in perspective, being the old geezer of the group right among us here now, my parents grew up in the post-FDR era where a lot of socialism was put online. And so they, in their minds, they accept it because it's they were conned into this, accepting this incrementally.
Right. All the propaganda was around then.
Yes. But yet being told this was still a capitalist country.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the same type of thing. It's incrementalism so that the next generation comes to accept this police state crap.
Yep, and this is not going to be a very far stone's throw to get the public to accept full-on, all-lifelong databases. Because if they're going to take it for their kids, then they'll say, what they'll be able to do is they'll trot out an example that they'll claim is a success story, right? They'll say, well, we implemented this because a little girl was murdered back in the early aughts, and we've now successfully implemented this system, and as a result, government estimates have said that we've saved hundreds of lives. And of course, that'll be applauded by the news media. Yay, this system works! Yay! And then, now what we want to do is help keep the rest of the United Kingdom safe by expanding this informational system, this contact point, to include every single one of our citizens. Yay! Yay! Keep us safe, government!
Help! We're afraid!
1-800-259-9231. Is this a good idea? This is Free Talk Live.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar powered generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar powered generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. X's and O's from your sweethearts, nice. But a TSB from your car manufacturer's a gift that keeps on giving. Now don't look up TSB in the dictionary, because when I come back, I'll spell it out.
Bobby Likas here with car killer number 7 on my 10 most wanted list. What causes your engine to overheat?
Usually it's corrosion and buildup in the cooling system. A BG cooling system service flushes that murky, discolored fluid, replacing it with premium coolant and conditioner. And it comes with a free protection plan. Remember, not all scheduled maintenance is the same, so go to bgfindashop.com to find a BG cooling system service now.
BG.
You may not get hugs and kisses from your new car manufacturer, but a TSB, or Technical Service Bulletin, is the next best thing. TSBs are news flashes of repair information sent to car dealers and repair facilities as manufacturers become aware of commonly experienced problems. Unlike service manuals distributed when new cars come out, TSBs contain fixes for problems discovered after cars have been on the road for a while. So where's the sugar in that deal? Most repairs prescribed by TSBs are at no charge to owners. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
SACL CAI toll free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. And you can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. The features on the site, we give them away. So enjoy those on us. That again is FreeTalkLive.com. And some of those features include live streams. There's a broadband version of the show and a dial up version waiting for you for free. FreeTalkLive.com.
Now you can save time and money on common legal matters. Created by top attorneys, LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like your will or a living trust in minutes. LegalZoom.com. Use code FDL to save 10%. That's LegalZoom.com.
On the way, two taser stories, but first we're going to the phones and to Tom in New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Yeah, good evening. I just wanted to point out something about the war on drugs, you know, like where they go breaking down doors and barging into the homes of innocent people that
they do.
Ransack belongings and steal drugs and take people hostage at gunpoint and terrify defenseless little children in the middle of the night.
Yep. And shoot their dogs and all that stuff, yep. Right, Tom?
Well, when you wake up with an MP5 submachine gun in your face, you're at a considerable disadvantage as far as fighting back goes.
That's true.
But if somebody had gunned down that cop last Sunday morning when the cop was directing traffic outside church, then that cop would not be in your house toting the MP5 submachine gun in your face. See?
So
that's why
man, did you take your medication today?
Any old cop, anytime.
Thanks for the call, Tom. We appreciate it. 1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. Do we need to have like just a pre-recorded promo to run every time he calls in with his cop-killing advocacy?
Oh, man.
The opinions that Tom expresses on this show are not necessarily the opinions of the hosts,
look, we
the
know
station,
that,
or the callers.
We know that the war on drugs is awful, and there are so many tragic stories, and I totally understand where he's coming from on this. There are so many tragic stories of people whose homes were busted into by the police in the middle of the night. And the cops come in and they'll shoot somebody and somebody will get killed and then they'll find out they were in the wrong house. And I mean, there's all kinds of just horrific, terrible stories. But to advocate going out and just taking out cops as a result of that is just not going to get you anywhere. And I wish he would just get that through his head because he's all talk and he's no action. You know, he gets on the air and talks about killing cops, but he doesn't actually go out and do it. You know,
I think he wants
other people to do the dirty work for him, and I think that they're more sensible than that.
Well, he's inciting violence, don't you think?
I think he's attempting to.
Yeah.
I don't know if he actually has ever successfully incited any violence, but he's trying.
Well, there are a lot of good cops, too.
Exactly. And if you just smoke a cop that's out directing traffic, you have no idea if you're getting a good cop or a bad cop. Anyway, how do you identify the bad cops? That's another question. You know, pay attention to the news in your area. And I'm not advocating going out and bumping them off. But maybe what you should do is some sort of public relations campaign, some sort of public awareness campaign that, you know, in the town of fill in the blank, wherever you live, these are the bad cops. Look out for them. Know who they are. Maybe ostracize them. Don't let your kids play with their kids. That sort of thing. Can't we come up with more creative ways to fight back besides pulling out the weapons? Can't we? Do we have to lower ourselves to their level? 1-800-259-9231. Because it's the government that is using force on us, and I don't think that we should lower ourselves to that. We can be creative. We can put thought into what we do. 800-259-9231. But let's talk tasers, since we're talking about cops. Let's talk about one of the non-lethal solutions that they have to problem people. Allegedly. In this case, it's the Waxahachie Daily Light. Resident of Waxahachie, Alan Nelms, says a call to 911 to get medical attention for his diabetic seizure ended up getting him tasered by the police instead. He said he still has no answer as to why police broke down his door earlier this year with their guns drawn before shooting him multiple times with a taser as he laid in bed. He says one of the officers said I lunged at him. I asked him, how can I lunge at you from my back and on my bed? He said in an interview with the paper, all he's received, he said, is a one-paragraph statement from police that indicates the department concluded an investigation into his allegation of excessive force in less than 5 days, with Assistant Chief Brett Colston saying the officers operated within policy guidelines.
Of course they did, because why would they want to go after their own officers?
Exactly. This is so typical. The cops step out of line, the cops do something they shouldn't have done, and the police department closes ranks, and the cone of silence descends, or the thin blue line of silence, whatever you want to call it, descends, and nobody says anything that could get anybody in trouble. They all pat each other on the back for a job well done. Quote, I was the 52-year-old partially disabled man who suffers from rheumatoid arthritis. Yeah, he's going to jump at somebody.
From his back.
Right. Was having a diabetic seizure during the early morning hours of April 28th when his girlfriend called 911 to request paramedics. He said, I respect the law and the police, but on this day, I was a shooting target for them when I needed help. He said in his complaint, the couple's statements indicate an officer came to the residence and inquired as to what was going on, then called for backup. Neps told the Daily Light that he was in his bed and the couple's bedroom when the officers burst in with their guns drawn and yelling at him to get on the floor. He said he told them he needed medical help, not the police. But officers continued yelling at him to get on the floor. He said he went to roll over to his right with photographs indicating he was struck by taser barbs on his left side, his back and his shoulder. He said he was handcuffed with paramedics intervening when the officers began trying to yank the taser barbs from his skin. Paramedics removed the taser barbs and then checked his blood sugar, with officers then releasing him from the handcuffs. In her statement, Edwards, who has Lou Gehrig's disease and is on an oxygen tank, said an officer came to the door and asked her what was the matter before calling for backup and for the paramedics. She said about 6 or 7 police officers kicked the front door in and then stormed the back bedroom, where she said she could hear one telling Nelms to get on the floor. Alan was shouting, please don't do me like this, I just need help. Next thing, I heard some zing noise and he was shouting, she wrote in her statement. I asked what they were doing to him and one policeman replied, we just took care of him. What in the hell was going on here?
No, I don't have any
idea.
Why
were these cops so confused? What were they thinking?
It sounds like they were definitely confused.
It was clearly a medical call. I don't understand this story, but it happened. Quote, after they did their shooting and laughing, they came out of the rooms. The paramedics had to pull out the tasers. After Nelms was tasered, Edwards said officers asked her what she was doing there.
What are you doing? You need a good tasering too, lady.
With Edwards telling them it was her home and she lived there.
Hey,
she said,
here, sir.
The officer
said, watch out, that may not be good enough.
What's that oxygen tank for, lady? She said the officers then questioned her about what time Nelms came home and if he was drunk or on drugs, if he ever got into fights, or if he had hit her. In her statement, Edwards said she told officers that he did none of that. and that he was sickly. She also said she told the officers they had called for paramedics in the past because of his seizures. She told the newspaper he never has had a problem in calling in for the paramedics before, and there's no history of his becoming violent when he is having a diabetic seizure. Edwards noted the same in her statement, which was taken as part of Nelms' complaint. Quote, of the 16 years that we've lived here and called for paramedics, police decide to come and take over and try to almost kill the man, she said in her statement. They never asked any questions, like, did he have a heart pacemaker? They just wanted to have fun by shooting tasers and handcuffing the man after he was shot. Nelms said after he was checked over, the police and paramedics left. He was not transported, there was no arrest made, nor charge filed. After his complaint was closed, Nelms said he was referred by a city council member to an attorney who told the newspaper he's filed notice with the city to preserve all the documentation and evidence relating to the incident. Quote, the police department has had a bad history of disparate treatment on the east side. They're not treated fairly, and they're not treated justly.
Mm.
Quote, I bet the police wouldn't kick in a white man's door on Spring Creek, which is apparently the other side of town, at 4:30 in the morning and taser him three or four times. So it sounds as though this may be a black man.
It has that sound, but, you know, wouldn't you expect them to, you know, treat people fairly? I don't know. It just seems so bizarre.
You would expect that, but then again, apparently the cops know pretty well in this country that they can get away with virtually anything. That as long as they're, I mean, according to their supervisor, they were operating correctly. According to the supervisor, the investigation showed that the cops said no problem with what they did.
No big deal.
Just look out next time you call the 911 for some help. They might just decide to send a crew of police over if you live in the wrong neighborhood.
Don't have epilepsy.
800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Babies spend up to 15 hours a day sleeping and playing on a crib mattress. Standard baby mattresses are suspected of containing potentially harmful chemicals. The primary ingredient in most mattresses is polyurethane foam, a highly flammable petroleum product. At Naturepedic, we believe that your baby's health and safety are not negotiable. An organic cotton mattress is the first step toward a healthy and natural crib environment. At Naturepedic, the no-compromise organic baby crib mattress features organic cotton filling and a waterproof surface so pure that it meets food contact standards. A Naturepedic mattress provides a healthy sleep environment for your baby and a peace of mind for you. Go to naturepedic.com. That's naturepedic.com. Or call 1-800-91-PEDIC. That's 1-800-91-PEDIC. Call today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, it's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And we're inviting you to our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site for free. If you like the show, then you can support us by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. Just head over to amp.freetalklive.com to learn about the program. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is a simple one. You get all the stuff on our site for free, so it's above and beyond all that. You just, if hopefully, we'll decide the show's worth it. You'll send in $3 a month. We'll take that money in, and we'll turn it around into advertising, marketing, and promoting the show, getting Free Talk Live on more radio stations across the country, and thereby spreading the message of freedom and liberty. So if that's
working.
It is working. And all the details are there at amp.freetalklive.com. You get a few perks as well, like access to the amp-only call-in lines, amp-only chat room and forum and more. All the details, amp.freetalklive.com. Still talking tasers. Story from the Waxahachie area. I believe that's Florida.
Yes.
Sounds Florida to me. They have a lot of hatchies down there. Anyway. The story is about a man who, named Alan Nelms. He's a 52-year-old partially disabled man who suffers from rheumatoid arthritis and was also having a diabetic seizure during the early morning hours of April 28th. His girlfriend.
Now we've talked about several police stories where cops just have trouble with the whole diabetic seizure thing. It confuses them and people get hurt in the process.
That's true. There was a story about a man that had pulled over in front of like a 7-Eleven or something like that.
The school principal, as I recall.
Right, he was driving and he felt a diabetic seizure coming on, so he knows he needs to get off the road, pulls over into the parking lot and started having his seizure. Apparently, one of the clerks inside the store called the cops. Cops came out. They busted his window in as he was having the seizure.
His passenger side window and drug him through it.
Pulled him through the broken window instead of, you know, opening the door and pulling him out that way. And then proceeded to beat the living tar out of him. And,
yep,
of course, he was a black man, too. So, apparently, it's worse to have a diabetic seizure while black. And this story, we believe that Mr. Nelms is black because of what his attorney said, and that is that somebody, a white man across town, would not have had the taser shot at him while he was having this diabetic seizure. And the woman called, his girlfriend called for him, so they knew what the circumstances were when they were going into it, but yet they
Maybe they didn't. Maybe there's some crossed lines.
Maybe they were paranoid and thought they were being ambushed, thought that they were being set up. Who knows what was going through these cops' heads, or maybe there's a couple of good old boys who knew they could get away with tasering an old black man in the middle of the night in Waxahachie. We don't know what was in the minds of the cops, but what we do know is that when the case was reviewed or investigated by the police, they found no wrongdoing. Nope, no problem here. Well, now the lawyer in this particular case says that, and this is unusual for a lawyer, he says, I don't care if I make a dime on this case. I don't care if this costs me money. I want to know what policy says you can kick somebody's door down and taser them for asking for medical help. This isn't going to happen in this town anymore, says the lawyer. He says he wants the names of the officers involved in the incident and that he'll renew his efforts to see a citizens review board of police established in the city, saying that while the majority of the department's officers are good officers, there are some whose actions are questionable. In addition to what Ramsey cites as a civil rights violation, he says, what really disturbs him about the incident is that the officers were laughing about what happened. He said they better have everything they have on this case. There better not be one piece of evidence that has been shredded. An internal affairs investigation was conducted after he filed his complaint with the police chief informing NELMS of its conclusion in a written response that said, "A review regarding your written complaint was conducted after careful consideration of your allegations. We found that the officers were within our departmental policies regarding the use of a less than lethal force option during an event of your residence. Because litigation has been threatened, little, if any, information is available for public release. A provision of the Open Records Act allows governmental agencies to withhold otherwise releasable materials under an exception of pending litigation." So they're just holding back now at this point. They're saying, well, now you've threatened litigation, we don't have to give you any of this information. I guess until the actual litigation comes in, you get the discovery period and all of that.
Apparently, so, Loxahatchee's in Texas. I thought that we were talking about, I guess, Loxahatchee is what I was imagining, but...
Whatever. Waxahachie, Texas, Florida. You know, it's still the good old boys network involved here behind the scenes, the thin blue line, protecting their own. You can go out, apparently, as a police officer and just taser some old man, and no problem. You get a, maybe they'll get a bonus. Maybe they'll get a little reward at the end of the year for being the, I don't know, the cops that got away with it.
You know, I guess it's not so much, there isn't a surprise that some cops are racist. I think that everybody probably, knows that that's true.
Yeah, anyone who's black certainly knows it.
It's the way the administration just covered it up and, like, it's okay.
Yeah. But there's more on tasers. In fact, Wayne has a story. It's sort of a reverse situation almost, right?
Yeah, that's right. This is a story about a good cop who refused to use a taser on a so-called assailant. Former Austin police officer, department rookie officer, Ramon Perez filed a civil lawsuit on December 19th against the department, his former supervisors, and an Austin Police Department psychologist, claiming he was forced to resign because of his religious beliefs after he refused to comply with the supervisor's order to use excessive force on a suspect.
Mm-hmm.
In essence, Perez argues he was forced to resign in violation of his constitutional rights after refusing to violate the rights of another.
This is what happens to good cops. They get forced out of the system, or they quit because they're frustrated about the system.
I say that's more likely after, you know, the long term, they just quit.
They try to be good. They try to do the right thing. In this case, he made a judgment call and said, no, that's too much force. I can't do that. And then he was punished for it.
Well, here's the problem. According to the lawsuit, in January 2005, Perez, then a rookie, still on probation, and thus notably not subject to civil service law protection, was punitively transferred from a day patrol shift to a night shift because he refused a senior officer's order use his electroshock taser gun on an elderly man in questionable health who was suspected of family violence.
Hmm.
So he probably, if he followed the order that time or had maybe disobeyed it more subtly, if he got past his probation, he would have had more protection.
Right, because that's how it works with bureaucrats. They have this sort of probationary phase, which is usually a year to 2 years or something like that. Mm-hmm. And then after they get past that phase, they then basically become immune from firing. They pretty much have to, you know, molest a kid in order to get fired.
That's right. And Perez refused to use the taser because the man wasn't resisting arrest, and Perez was sure the man could be placed under arrest with lesser force. Ah, what a concept. Additionally, Perez said the man appeared to be in poor health and a likely candidate for a heart attack. Two additional factors the Austin Police Department's taser policy asks officers to consider before using the weapon.
Hmm.
Huh. Well, he's following the rules, isn't he?
Right. So he was being considerate.
That's right. And so first thing they do, they put him on the night shift, which if you're a cop is awful.
Yeah.
And then they force him to go to the department psychologist under the guise of facilitating better communication between he and his superior officer.
But the superior officer didn't have to go through counseling.
No, of course not. But obviously it was that, but in reality what it was is they were trying to do a psychological evaluation on him to evaluate his fitness to be a police officer.
Mm.
So ultimately they ended up giving him a choice, either resign and keep your peace officer license or be fired and lose it. And he did,
wow.
He did decide to resign and keep his peace officer license.
I didn't know they gave out peace officer licenses.
I guess that's what you get when you become a police officer. And the interesting thing, too.
They still use the term whenever they feel like it.
Yeah. I see.
This department actually had a report they did on him based on his psychologist interviews, and a lot of what was in the report, which was supposedly derogatory against him, was his religious beliefs, because he's also a part-time minister, and he really tries to walk the walk and not use excessive violence and force against others.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a subpoena given, and finally the report was released. And it was very telling. It showed clearly that he was evaluated improperly and in a negative way based on the fact that he was religious and he
really
that his I guess that
so they don't want religious people in the police departments.
Yeah, I guess they felt that it conflicted with his ability to perform as a police officer.
So what they really want, I mean, I'm sure most police officers would claim to be religious. What they really want is they want people that'll claim to be religious but not actually adhere to their religious beliefs. Right, they want the ones that'll wear a cross around their neck as they're using excessive force on somebody, as they're beating the hell out of a suspect.
In this case, maybe.
Just sad. And so now he's out of a job, and now I guess, I mean, he'll go back and do whatever else he was doing.
I'm sure he'll do fine.
It's so sad to think that they would fire a police officer over using his discretion as to when to taser somebody, and not following the orders of a superior. When told to taser, you know, an old guy with health problems.
That's right. Well, isn't it an officer's duty to refuse bad or illegal orders?
You know, apparently not, Wayne.
You know, that's what we're told, but it's just not true.
At least not while they're on their probationary phase.
Well, you know,
then you have to do whatever they tell you.
I get the feeling that if he were put in the same position again all over again, he'd do the same thing.
I think you're right about that, because he seems like a man of principle. And that's somebody, those are people we need more of. And if we're going to have government police, we need more people like him.
Yes, I agree.
Unfortunately, the system is designed to exclude people like him. The system is designed to keep the violent, thuggish cops in, while the ones who actually care about the people that they're arresting or the people that they're called to deal with are forced out.
Or they move to New Hampshire.
And that would be nice.
And join a small police department here.
1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. A field permit. We'll find out what that is on the way. Free Talk Live. DVD. Books. Music. Instruments. Periodicals. Computers. Software. Electronics. Photo. Cell phone. Office product. Home and garden. Bed and bath. Furniture. Kitchen. Pet supply. Automotive. Hardware. Apparel. Shoes. Jewelry. Grocery. Healthcare. Sports and outdoors. Toys. Games. Used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.